But isn't every week a big week? Yep. The repeal of health care comes up. So do some judges as far as Texas and voter ID laws. I'll explain. In the meantime, we're going to mix up a couple of other things as well. This is Kate Delaney. The show is America Tonight. Welcome to it. Trust me, occasionally, just like my friend, the Norster, we talk about aliens and whatnot. Tonight, though, aliens of a different sort. Really alien to all of us is the nonsense with Assad and Syria. But the problem is, Syrians, you don't have any oil that we want. What could we possibly get from Syria? If it's destabilized, what does that mean to us? The U.S. is trying to figure that out and trying to figure out a way to stabilize that country and bounce Assad. I just got to ask this question. Nobody has taken this guy out. Isn't it the same thing we said about everything that was happening with Muammar Gaddafi? And isn't this the same thing that ultimately happened with Mubarak? I think so. So in the chess game in the sand, Assad is the bad guy. Your kids could take him out easier in one of the video games. Here's the deal. How many people have been slaughtered at this point? Like 10,000 people. So U.S. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton says Assad's regime leader days in Syria are numbered, and that there have been a bunch of defections from his group. She described it as the sand is running out of the hourglass. So we'll see. What does that mean? Does that mean boots on the ground? Senator John McCain from Arizona is going nuts. He was on all the Sunday shows talking about why are we not there now? Why are we not there now? Former UN Secretary General Kofi Annan, the United Nations and Arab League Joint Special Envoy were sent to Syria. They brokered a six-point peace plan in March. What happened to that? The Syrian government said yes, 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 which proposed an end to the violence. It only increased. It didn't do anything. So nothing has happened there. There's nothing but obstacles in the way. We'll see what happens later out of Washington if, in fact, we end up doing something about it. Coming up this hour, in case you missed it, great conversation with Claude Gatabuke. He's somebody who survived the Rwandan genocide. Remember, a million people were slaughtered then. He has some thoughts on what's happening in another part of the world for fears that more people are getting killed, and especially children being forced to pick up arms and be part of an army. So we'll talk to him coming up in our third segment of this hour on ATN. In the meantime, in Afghanistan, boy, you hate to hear any casualties, don't you? I mean, let's face it, we don't want anyone, any of our soldiers dying in Afghanistan. But the sad news was delivered by Major Adam Wojak.
Six International Security Assistance Force, which is ISAF, the NATO mission here in Afghanistan, service members were killed by an improvised explosive device attack in eastern Afghanistan.
Yeah, boy, those improvised devices are the death of so many people. Just another attack, another insurgent attack, and it comes on the same day that diplomats from around the world were once again convening in Tokyo to talk about the future in Afghanistan. What kind of international money are they going to get? What are they going to receive going forward? Clinton, who I talked about, threw in on what was going to happen in Syria, said at that conference about, she said donors at the conference pledged about $16 billion for Afghanistan over 4 years, but that doesn't include the money from the United States. Remember, we're giving billions every year to Afghanistan, And, of course, the money from the U.S. has to be rubber-stamped by Congress, even though it's part of an agreement with Afghanistan. At this point still, you still have to have a sign-off of Congress. So elsewhere in Afghanistan, they had 26 people that were killed by the same thing, roadside bombs. I mean, the worst. 14 people, women, kids, the bombs were detonated. See, they get as clever as they can. They were detonated around the tractor and truck that they were riding on in the Kandahar province. And the police say that, you know, the blasts went off and it's an insurgent group that did this. There was a video that was released, though sickening enough, that was of the Taliban publicly executing a woman, and everyone around is cheering. So once we leave, just imagine what that place ultimately, I say, will be like. Coming up next on America Tonight, we're going to mix in a little odds and ends, including this internet blackout that thousands of people are going to feel, and hopefully you're not one of them if you're listening to me. It's the worst. Think about it. If you just use the internet for light cruising, you're paying online bills, perhaps, you're Googling a few things, you're sending emails to grandkids or kids or just your posse. You don't want to have your world turned upside down. You don't like messing with all this nonsense, right? But hundreds of thousands of people who go on the internet, your computer could be infected with a nasty virus, and you won't be able to access the web. The FBI is going to shut down the internet servers that it temporarily set up to support the people affected by malicious software. That software is called DNS Changer. Turning off those servers will knock out anyone still infected offline. Over the past 5 years, what happened was there was these six cyber criminals from Estonia who infected, jerks, about 4 million computers around the world with this DNS changer. And so that malware, what it did was it would redirect the users' web searches to spoofed sites with advertisements that were malicious advertisements, and they made a ton of money on it. So they were able to coordinate, the FBI and some others overseas, they were able to coordinate an effort, and they were able to get the servers, and they were able to warn the people affected. And they didn't take down the rogue servers right away because everybody would have lost, the people infected would have lost internet access right away. So they set up a non-profit internet systems consortium to put up these temporary servers. That way you'd have time to get rid of the malware. Well, here's the thing. Did you get rid of the malware? Did you even know? And I bet you tons of people weren't paying attention to that. So there's a step-by-step plan on how to check to see if your computer has the virus. And the way to see if your system's okay, I'm going to tell you right now before it's too late for some of you, go to dns-ok.us. Got it? dns-ok, just O and K, .us, and you can check for the infection. I hope you're not infected! Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis.
but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Attention business owners and individuals who owe the IRS. Do you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes? You need aggressive representation. Call Certified Tax now and speak to one of our tax attorneys, enrolled agents, or tax professionals who specialize in tax liens, back taxes, tax debt, wage garnishment, and collections. We won't waste your time. Instead, we'll be on the phone with the IRS within 30 minutes of you becoming a client. And you can become a client right now. We've settled millions of dollars in tax issues for a fraction of the cost. Find the peace of mind knowing the IRS will not be knocking at your door. Protect your home, business, and family today. We know the tax laws, and we act fast. Call today for your free, no-obligation consultation. 1-800-685-9751. Remember, we'll be on the phone with the IRS within 30 minutes of you becoming a client. That's guaranteed. Call Certified Tax at 800-685-9751. That's 800-685-9751. Again, 800-685-9751.
Hollow gold, her lips sweet surprise. Her hands are never cold. She's got Betty Davis eyes. She'll turn the music on you. You won't have to think twice. She's pure as New York snow. She got Betty Davis eyes. Unease you, she'll unease you. Her best cut just to please you. She's precocious, and she knows just what it takes to make a pro blush. She got credit card, stand on the side. She got Betty Davis eyes.
All right, so look out for Black Monday. Some of you won't be able to get on the internet. Hopefully all of you are free of this crazy virus. And if not, I gave you the site to check. Check it out, because you don't want to be part of that whole malware brigade. Ugh, that's the worst. You know when you have just can't figure it out, you don't know what's wrong. And if you're cut off and you just don't get it, you didn't hear any of this stuff about this virus and how many could hit the United States and all of that, then you're going to panic is what's going to happen. And you can't figure it out. What are you going to do? Call the Geek Squad? And since so many people are entrepreneurs, that's what you do. You reach for the phone and you figure out, do I have to unplug this thing and go down to Best Buy? What do I do? Or maybe you're good at that kind of thing. And if you are, boy, that's luck. It's great when you know how to do it yourself. So I'm going to say it one more time, because I even got a ton of email about this. Did I hear about this? Did I know what this was? What about these cyber criminals? What does it mean? So what it means is, I'll explain this again for those of you who didn't hear me rant a little bit last hour. Here's what the scoop is. These idiots from Estonia made off with, like, you know, they ended up getting $14 million through these illegal ads. But what it would happen to you is, for example, if you search for ESPN, which I look at ESPN, let's say, to see scores and whatnot, and I click through, DNS Changer would replace Dr. Pepper on ESPN's website with an ad for like a timeshare business. And so what if I clicked on it? What if I had no idea what it was, which is what happens to people? Boom, they gotcha, they're in, and you're messed up. And the fake ads to them, you know, they're manipulated, they make money off of it. So you don't want to be in this web at all. You want to be on a clean web, so to speak. So dns-ok.us, and it's pretty self-explanatory. Go to it, check it. I did it on my computers. If I can do it, trust me, you can definitely, definitely do it. So just go there as fast as you can and make sure that you're okay, that you don't have that problem, so you don't have to worry about it. I like to call this segment Odds and Ends because there are a lot of odds and ends that are hanging out there. We have them every single day, things where we're following up or there's something that doesn't make sense or there's an end. An end would be, for example, that 95-year-old Ernest Borgnine died over the weekend. You might not know him from the 50s because you're way too young for that, but he won an Academy Award there, but you might know him from his little role on SpongeBob SquarePants. So he had kidney problems, or died of kidney failure, had a little bit of kidney problems, died of that at 95 years old, did a lot of cameos. Trust me, you know his eyebrows and his silver hair. Very, very familiar. Guarantee, I don't care if you're 20-something, you have caught him on some show when you were flipping around or something, because the guy, for a time, was everywhere. I mean, everywhere. Moving along to something else related to ends, sad ends, however. They had terrible flooding in Russia. And the flooding, it's those kind of, you know, the aftermath I saw of the floods where you have water that's high up to the doorsteps of houses and all that kind of stuff. They're talking about 150 people killed to 170 in the southern part of Russia. They had raging floodwaters that just tore up the streets. I mean, tore up the streets. So Russian President Vladimir Putin declared Monday a national day of mourning in the wake of the devastating floodwaters that hit all those people. And, you know, there's so much, I mean, really, there's so much going on in Russia, crazy things. But with this Mother Nature curveball, the torrential rains pushed water up to 23 feet when people were sleeping on Friday night. So that's how a lot of them died. I mean, you know, they died in their beds. And maybe in a sad way, they had no idea what hit them. But there were people who needed to be hospitalized. It was impossible to get to them because of the high water wall of water. There were thousands of homes that ended up being destroyed. So with that going on, with most of the people that were affected, and I saw some of the pictures, it's terrible. They say that they had a public meeting to say that, you know, they'll build a new home for you in 3 to 4 months and support, you know, however they can, whatever. So they started giving out payouts of 10,000 rubles. You know what 10,000 rubles is? $304 US to anyone whose home was destroyed. Anyone who had a house that went, that's what they got. It'd be rough, huh? And to wait in line and then to find a place to crash, and you're in Russia after all, and there's some brutal things that happen in Russia. They get swept under the rug, depending on where you live. Speaking of being swept under the rug, here's a good one for you. There's a banker from Georgia who's missing, but guess what also went missing? $17 million. seems as though he allegedly, anyway, embezzled millions of bucks from a South Georgia bank. Aubrey Price is charged with wire fraud, is suspected of defrauding about 100 people of that money over the course of 2 years. He was somebody who was written up in newspaper articles. He was giving out awards to people. But really, he was probably bilking them behind the scenes. And he had a controlling portion, anyway, of a bank, Montgomery Bank and Trust, in Alley, Georgia. He was supposed to invest the bank's money. Instead, they say he used a clearing firm in New York, a dummy company he set up to hide money, to cover up wire transfers and investments. Yep. And this is a bank that had closed a while ago, and they had opened it, and so he disappeared 2 weeks ago, telling his friends he lost a ton of money through his trading. And that was it. They didn't see him. So most likely, he's off somewhere in Venezuela, they believe, or Guatemala, or on the run. Or in a boat somewhere large enough to travel to Venezuela from Florida. They have not recovered any bodies or any of that kind of stuff. And with the money that he probably had, you can bet he's probably had hatched an escape plan. If they do catch him, however, because you can imagine the investors are going to be furious, if they do catch him, try him, and convict him, he could get about 30 years in prison. And when you do federal time, yeah, there's not a lot of time off for good behavior. You're doing that time, in other words. So there may be some incentive to catch him if they can get there fast enough. He was last spotted in Key West in June. And because he owns this property, they think he's on the run with $17 million. So somebody believed what he was selling. Somebody wanted whatever Aubrey Price was selling, and they got hooked into him. And then he got just enough that he could escape. All right, speaking of escaping, there's no escaping some of what's happening in the polls. Later this hour, we're going to talk about it. But coming up next, we have Claude Gadabuke. As I mentioned at the top, he is someone who escaped certain death in Rwanda to the point of where he was digging his grave. And he is warning for another country very close to his own. Stand by.
Summer specials are on at HHA, Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big at herbalhealer.com. And new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Liquid CalMag Vitamin D and Organic Iodine, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Super 2, Natural Laxative, our exceptional product Tonicsin, Memory Power, and Super Male and Femplex, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. Also get 10% off on the Herbal Healer Academy Survival Course, information that might save your life. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy at herbalhealer.com.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
So you don't want to carry a gun, but you do want to ensure your personal safety. Then empower yourself legally with self-defense products from StunGunMics.com. Stun guns come in more shapes than just what you see on TV. Now you can get a powerful mini stun gun that fits in the palm of your hand, a stun baton, or a cell phone or lipstick stun gun. StunGunMics.com also carries real spy gear like bug and metal detectors and discreet car and home security cameras that hide in almost any type of everyday object, from alarm clocks to pens. Now you can see how your babysitter really treats your children. Go to StunGunMics.com, spelled just like it sounds. StunGunMics.com. Buy real spy gear from StunGunMics.com, just like the exact same spy gear sold to the government, military, corporate security, law enforcement, and private detectives. Empower yourself with self-defense products now from StunGunMics.com.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 Organic Soil Conditioner, Fertilizer Amendment, and Compost Accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
All my windows were barred. The sun made stripes of shade.
Welcome back to America Tonight. So pleased to welcome our next guest, Claude Gatabuke. He's a Rwandan genocide survivor, a true humanitarian. Claude, thanks so much for coming on the show.
Thank you for having me.
The magnitude of Rwanda, and of course now so many of us see, and there were movies made about it, and there was so much written afterwards. During what was going on in Rwanda, there were people that were pushing the Clinton administration to do something, and sadly, not enough was done nothing was done to really go in and help the people. In your mind and what you saw going on around you, was there a thought that someone's going to certainly come and help, somebody's going to do something, that this isn't hopeless? Was that the feeling you had, or was it a different kind of feeling?
It was both. Had that feeling, and that's what keeps you going, hope that somebody will show up and help, and wishing that somebody does show up and help. And fortunately for me, I was helped by neighbors and strangers. I was to the point of actually, being made to dig my own grave. Survived a lot of attempts on my life and my family's life. However, again, every time there was an attempt, someone showed up and helped. And I was hoping that for the sake of the country and for the sake of the masses that were being butchered and massacred, that someone more powerful than Rwanda and someone outside or inside that has the power to help would come and help. And kept thinking, yes, maybe, the United States, United Kingdom, and other, world powers would see what's happening and do something. And it was reported in the media. Bodies were floating down rivers and, there were piles of bodies on the streets that, everyone could see. At least I thought that a lot of people around the world who were watching the news could see what's going on. and just hoping that anyone who has some power to help would come and do something.
You know, and you talk about how every time you got close to a, what seemed a certain death, somebody was there and helped you, thank goodness, and your family as well. But you obviously knew people that lost their lives, and you saw that around you as you just gave us that description of what you'd hope people would see. And moving forward from that, the second after, you know, you were a survivor and you realized that, did you know in your heart, I got to help other people, I got to fight for human rights? Did that lead you to become a human rights activist?
Yes, that's my motivation. I don't want to see it happen to anyone else, and I'm aware that it is happening to other people today. A lot of other people are going through experiences, and even worse than I went through. They have much bigger scars if they survived, or they have, you know, lost, you know, body parts, and others are dying. But that was, it was my reason for getting involved in human rights. It was a long way coming, though. I was very afraid of the consequences of speaking out, of sharing my story, and of trying to help others, because I know that people who perpetrate these atrocities are very powerful. My inspiration was when I was in college, I read the book of Frederick Douglass and saw how he went from a seven-year-old that was taken away from his family, slave for life, that freed himself at the age of 21 and used his story, and not only his story, but just looked at the condition of slavery and decided I must do something, and was able to do it without using violence, and was able to contribute to the end of slavery. So my hope was when I got really inspired by that book, and I'm pushing to, of course, I don't compare myself to him. I'm just inspired by him. Mm-hmm. And I may never achieve everything that he achieved in his life, but I hope to help at least one person, you know, because even one is too many to be killed senselessly.
Oh, I so agree with you. Tell us about what's happening in the Congo that people might not be aware of.
Well, what's going on in the Congo is there's a new rebellion that's been widely reported as a mutiny within the Congolese army. And this is one in the long line of rebellion and invasion by Congo's neighbors, particularly Rwanda and Uganda. And today's rebel group is called, and it's at least the fourth reincarnation of these rebel groups with a different acronym. They're called the M23, the Movement of March 23rd. Mm. And basically, a UN report came out that reported that Rwandan top military leadership, the Minister of Defense of Rwanda, James Kabarebe, the Military Chief of Staff of Rwanda, Charles Kayonga, and the military advisor to Rwanda's President Kagame, his name is General Jack Nziza, that they are actively helping the M23 by providing weapons, providing fighters, and providing ammunition, and that they are in constant communication with the Congolese rebels, the M23. And the rebellion is right at the border of Rwanda.
Mm.
And another element of it is they are supporting a wanted and indicted war criminal, General Bosco Ntaganda, who also has his roots in rebellions in the region, who fought with the current party in power in Rwanda, the RPF, in the early 90s in Rwanda, before and during the genocide, and then in 1996 was part of the invasion of Congo. In 1998, he was part of the new rebellion that was formed by Rwanda. In 2004, he joined the next reincarnation of those rebellions, and again, now is leading this new rebellion. His name is Bosco Ntaganda. He's wanted by the International Criminal Court for atrocities committed in the Congo, and he is also in constant contact with Rwanda's top military leadership. And 200,000 people have been displaced from their home. and 100 have been killed so far today. And, of course, because of active fighting, there hasn't been an official count, but hundreds of people have been killed and 200,000 removed from their home, just in North Kivu.
Wow. What can people do, Claude, that are listening to you right now talk about this? What can they do to help?
So a number of things that the listeners, that would be helpful for the listeners to understand. One is, Rwanda is a U.S. ally. And the United States has a lot of leverage on Rwanda as a donor nation, as one of the top two donor nations, and as the one of their governments that trains Rwanda's military. First thing is to understand that your tax dollars are funding a government that's committing war crime. Mm. And if you give a war criminal more resources, they will commit more crime. And Rwanda receives nearly $200 million in aid from the United States annually, plus military training. So what can people do on the call? There is a law on the books that's been around since 2006, put in place by President Obama, co-signed by Secretary of State Hillary Clinton, that says any countries deemed to be destabilizing the Congo, the Secretary of State of the United States has power to withhold aid from that country. And this is Section 105 of that law. The law is Public Law 109456. So the first thing is to call on the U.S. government to enforce Public Law 109456. The other is to call for a hearing around the atrocities taking place in the Congo. How do you do it? Make phone calls, write letters to your members of Congress, your representatives, and your senators. And I'm going to talk about how they work in a second. But the other thing is, you know, when you call, all you have to do is, I'm concerned. To say, I'm concerned about the atrocities in the Congo and Rwanda's involvement, and I would like for my member of Congress to push for the enforcement of Public Law 109456, Section 105. The other thing is, there is a petition online that's being run by Friends of the Congo. If you go to the website friendsofthecongo.org, or you go to change.org and look up petitions by Friends of the Congo, this petition will actually send a formal letter to your member of Congress about this issue. And the phone calls work and the petitioning work. And to explain how this works, in 1994, when the genocide was at its height, and again, just to remind you the magnitude of that, 1 million people were slaughtered. In 1994, mostly by machetes and hand weapons. I mean, you can imagine the pools of blood. There was a member of Congress that gave a press conference. And this member of Congress was asked, why aren't you doing something to help the people in Rwanda? And she said, I'm getting a lot of phone calls to save the gorillas, but I have not gotten one phone call to help the people. And if I get one, I'm going to do something. So,
and that makes a difference.
So
the
please
phone calls.
Make the phone calls. Make the phone calls. Let your voices be heard. Enforce Public Law 109456, Section 105. And, you know, sign the petition. Make the phone calls. You will help save a life.
Claude, so well put. Claude Gadabuka, thanks so much for coming on America Tonight and continue your quest to do good things to help the people, of course, in the Congo and Rwanda. Thank you so much.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
Yes, the sound of fatal shark attacks or sightings of great whites. And let me tell you, when you live on the West Coast, you hear of some of the stories. You know, there's always those urban legends and then the real things that happen. And they always say, report any sightings that you've seen. And in San Diego last year, there was 5 shark sightings in 1 week, and people really panicked all over the place thinking, man, what is happening here? Well, here's the real deal, a kayak shark attack in California, and this certainly would generate chills down anyone's spine. And this is where we are on America Tonight. It is summertime. It is about the sharks. You know that I'm obsessed with the whole shark thing. I always watch Shark Week. And when I read this story, wow. Here's what I've read. There's a museum, and I got this even from Shark Week. There is a museum that keeps records, the Florida Museum of Natural History. They say there's only 75 unprovoked, according to them, unprovoked attacks on humans. This was in 2011. but there were 81 unprovoked attacks. So unprovoked and provoked attacks. So does that not seem pretty high? I don't know. It seems pretty high to me. And here's the deal. With this kayaking thing, kayaks and sharks, it's like that deal with the people who surf. Sometimes when they're paddling out, the belief is that the sharks see them as the seal. And I think that's probably the same way in the paddling with the kayaking. So here's what one Californian talking about the sighting actually, you know, sent people scurrying for the exits, getting out of the water when they, for at least a couple of days, when they heard the description of what happened here with the first attack in a very long time. This is Sean Van Sameren.
The teeth of these big sharks are very sharp, very serrated, and it left marks that you could as well recognize. It's the first attack on a kayak that I know of for that stretch of the coast. There were very clear, definite teeth marks and scratches along the bow, underneath the hull of the bow section of the kayak.
All right, and this is, you know, near Santa Cruz that we're talking about. On the kayak, legs over the side, think of what could happen there. Great white shark. There have been reports of other attacks occasionally, that kind of stuff. And Malibu, near Pepperdine, they've talked about it. Great whites in, you know, up and down that coast. As much as people think the coast is clear, let's say, it's not really clear. That's not the only place where they were talking about shark attacks. They were also talking about a shark sighting at Cape Cod. And here's a description of what they saw in Cape Cod. This is Dawson Farber talking about that it's really not that big of a deal.
I think, frankly, the whole issue may be getting blown out of proportion. We did have a confirmed sighting of a 12 to 14-foot great white shark within the swimming area for the public bathing beach at Nassau Beach.
I don't know, 14-foot reports of a sighting of a great white, that'd be enough to freak me out a little bit. How about the rest of you? You know, there was a, I think one of the worst ones that I heard was this California guy that was bit a couple of different times in a shark attack while he was surfing off of a beach. I want to say it was Marina State Beach, and this was in October of last year, and thought it was okay to go out there. This is that whole dusk and dawn thing, blah, blah, blah. And about 150 yards from the shore, he was on a surfboard when the shark came out of nowhere, hit him in the arm, hit him in the neck. He was injured. He was bleeding, but somehow he was lucky. He was able to have his head straight and paddle to shore and get out of the way. He said he didn't know what was happening. He just heard someone screaming, shark, 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 and he was able to get away. But there was marks and gashes, and a 19-inch chunk of the board was missing. So what's interesting to me, and here they have the sighting in Massachusetts, then on the other side, they have a kayak attack in California, and then they have attacks that happened, you know, last year that they talked about with surfers being hit in the northern part of California and in the southern part of California. What's wild about these surfers is that they go right back in the water. I mean, maybe that's a good thing, the no fear deal. Don't even think about it. Wow, a huge bite in my surfboard. I'll just go out again. That's okay. And it's like in this Cape Cod beach gets reopened after they say there's a great white shark sighting. I don't know. I'm just thinking, if I'm laying on the beach and someone screams shark or somebody calls in, and I actually saw a picture of that, and there was a guy kayaking not too far from where that shark was sighted, I'm thinking it's a popular beach. I might you know, I could stay off of it. And this shark was about 100 to maybe 150 yards off of its Nauset beach. And it was swimming away from the shore. But you had 3,000 swimmers or so at the beach. They, you know, they got him out of the water when they saw it. Clearly, you could see a photograph of the shark's dorsal fin behind the guy in the kayak. But he was able to get to land, and he didn't get hurt. So, you know, you just got to think that, I mean, maybe, you know, you're trying to have common sense and you're avoid swimming close to seals. Okay, we get that. But nobody was swimming close to seals in Cape Cod in this area that he's talking about. No big deal. It almost sounds like that first Jaws where the, you know, you have the police chief and the mayor of the city is trying to talk him out of, well, you know, we got to keep this place open. We got to get sharks, you know, we can't talk about this and tell people this because this will chase people away and tourists. This is how we make our money. But the number of white sharks detected in New England has been increasing. And, you know, of course, they're trying to protect marine mammals, but it's grown. And maybe that's because of the seal population that's grown big time. With that protection stuff, they've got, they think they have maybe 300,000 seals or so. And the seals are in a wildlife refuge that's can't be very close to the people. And so the sharks certainly would be there to feed on the seals. But if they're coming in for that and they know that, you would have to think that, man, you would have to think that that's a possibility. And like I said, the kayak thing, when you're talking about Northern California and an 18-foot great white biting through the front end of the kayak, and that's a very popular surfing spot. The kayaker actually, I think, was fishing. He was lucky he was unharmed with this because I think it is the same thing, like I said before, the process of you're paddling and you look like you got fins in the water. But, boy, and they look at the bite marks, they confirm it's a great white. Say it's unusual to see it. Oh, I still would say, even if that's the first attack, and we're talking about Santa Cruz, I would still say I would feel uncomfortable about going back in the water. That's just me, folks. And I know you're listening to me in all these nooks and crannies all over the country. But you know what I'm talking about. You're listening to me in Mississippi. You're not thinking about great whites. Not really, right? And even parts of the East Coast, you're not really thinking that that's possible. But look what's going on in Massachusetts. So depending on what kind of marine life you have there, I mean, who knows? Maybe it's bringing them in a lot closer than we would like. Too close probably for comfort.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LaCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LaCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LaCig.com. And LaCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LaCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LaCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.